views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello, everyone. I'm actually Sue London here with you today, and I'm filling the host seat for my dear friend Elizabeth Cookson, and you are listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Now, to learn more about me, and just email me and say hi, go to my personal website at AskSueLondon.com. When you go to that website, I've got lots of great gifts on there. So first thing, sign up for my free newsletter, and I'm going to send you 10 weeks of inspiring videos, and there's lots of great information there to help you to create the life that you've only been dreaming about. And you'll see a free health assessment on there, and we're going to talk about that on the show today. And then also, when you're at the website, folks, check out my books area, things under shop, for inspirational reading, because you can see my story. You're going to hear me talking a lot tonight about my own journey with my health, and the book that you can learn more about that is at it's called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And folks, this is a story of my own journey of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live in my life, having a near-death experience, and going through all of that, then going through divorce and soaring above it all and creating the life that I absolutely love having today. Now, you can purchase that through my website at AskSueLondon.com. And when you're there too, folks, I've also got books for kids on there, and they're based on the true stories of my dog, Rocky, doing pet therapy with me, and they're for kids. So check that out in the Rocky's Journey series. Now, before we get started, I've got some calendar things to share with you, and I know you're going to be excited to know more about this. So I'm going to make this for as quick as possible so we can get to the show. We've got a big event here coming up this weekend at Transformation Talk Radio. This weekend, we are coming to you live from the Northwest Women's Show. And I'm going to be there myself, and I'm going to be interviewing a couple of really great guests. The first guest I'll be interviewing on Sunday, March the 3rd, is at 12 p.m. Pacific time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern. We've got the amazing Lisa Petty with us. She's also here today, folks. But when she comes back on Sunday, she's going to share with us on the topic of listen to your body talk. Amazing stuff. As you see tonight, you're going to love this girl. She's got such great knowledge, so you want to tune back to hear more about what Lisa has to share then. And then at 12:30 p.m. Pacific, which is 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, we've got Missy Bystrom with us, and the topic is creating more time for yourself. So we're going to help you get healthy, and we're going to help you have time to enjoy it. So how is that, right? Now, in March, I'm going to be starting a monthly group coaching and healing teleclass. And how this is going to work is once a month, you are going to have me for an hour, and I am going to give you all kinds of different coaching topics each month. Like each month will be a different topic. And while I'm doing the coaching with you as a group, I will be sending each and every one of you a healing and helping you to clear. So that's going to be really amazing. And that's starting in March. So if you sign up for my newsletter next week, all those advanced details will be coming out for you to sign up. And it is priced so everybody can afford that. So watch for those details, but sign up for that newsletter at AskSueLondon.com to get the details in advance. And then on March the 12th, I'm going to be doing a free teleclass, and it's titled Wealth of Health Complimentary Call. And all those details can be found on my website, again, at AskSueLondon.com under the training area. Now, I don't know if you've been a regular listener for Elizabeth's show. For those of you that have, and maybe you're new to listening to her show, Lisa is quite the healer. And on February the 14th, I had her on my regular scheduled show. My show's called Get Inspired Radio. February 14th, Elizabeth came on, and the callers were calling in, and she was doing clearing sessions, healings for them, really amazing stuff. So if you did not hear that show, I want to invite you to go to transformationtalkradio.com and go to the archive section for Elizabeth Cookson, and you'll see that date and you can hear that. And if you listen to the show and you are inspired to have a clearing session with her, you just simply have to email Elizabeth at elizabethcookson.com. And that is spelled, her name is ElizabethCookson.com. Now, on to the show today. We've got, like I mentioned earlier, Lisa Petty's with us. I am so proud of this girl. I am honored to say not only is she my friend, a fellow radio host, she is one who really kicks my butt, and most times in a loving way, with my health. She helps my family with our health, and she's just an all-around amazing girl. She's got such great knowledge. She's all here to help you tonight. Lisa has also, she's also an award-nominated journalist, and she's an author who believes that healthy living is simple. And you know, folks, it really is, as you'll hear from Lisa tonight. Now, she shares her unique perspective in workshops, lectures, online coaching, on TV, and radio, and through her extensive writing. I want to invite you to make sure that at some point the next day or two, or, you know, better still, tonight after the show, go to livevibrantly.ca. That's Lisa's website, and there's so much great information there. Now, tonight, you're in for such a great treat, because tonight, Lisa is going to share the 5 steps to having happy hormones. So this is going to be very informative, and it's not only going to help us adults, but, you know, we've got maybe some kids that are at that age that their hormones are going wacky. Well, she's going to be able to help us with that. So if you've got questions that you want to ask Lisa tonight, I want to invite you to call into the station. The number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, let me repeat that again for you. If I went too fast, it is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also go to the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So without any further delay, Lisa, welcome to From the Heart Radio, my friend.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I bet you thought I was never going to stop talking, did you?
You do. You, that's what you do, my dear.
Okay, we also have to tell people we know each other quite well. And,
yes.
You know. But what I thought, what I'd like to do is share briefly a bit about your journey, you know, with your health. You're very disciplined. Tell us about yourself.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, it was interesting that you said that I'm very disciplined, because I don't want people to get scared and think that, you know, I'm some kind of a drill sergeant, because
no, you're human. You're human.
I really do believe that health is simple. But what I have learned about my own body, and we'll talk throughout the show today about how I believe that every body is different. But I have learned what my body needs in order for me to feel really good. And I can't control, you know, everything that happens in my life, but I can control what I eat, when I eat it, how much sleep I get, how much water I drink, who I hang around, all of that kind of thing that can improve the way that you look and feel, or it can be a drain on how you look and feel. And so, you know, the more I learned and the more I was able to tune into my body, which we're going to talk about more on Sunday, but the more that I was able to tune into my body, it became easier and easier to make choices that support vibrant health. And that's what I'd like to encourage folks to do today. And in this topic, talking about healthy, happy hormones, I think there are a lot of things that people are dealing with that they don't really understand are related to their hormones.
So if
you want to just maybe we can mention a couple of things and then people can see how far reaching this topic is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, for sure. We have to go to a commercial break in about another minute and a half. So why don't you give maybe a glimpse of what.
Okay. Here's a couple of ways that your body tells you that maybe your hormones are out of whack.
Okay.
You might have a muffin top, or the manly version of that is a spare tire. You might have acne. You might have heart palpitations, or you might be a little bit grumpy, though we don't want to admit that that ever happens, do we, too? No.
Okay, now are you insinuating, girl, that I'm grumpy?
I am not, even slightly
grumpy.
Insinuating. No, that would be the last adjective I would ever use to describe you, Sue. And I mean that in all sincerity.
I know, I had to say that, you know.
Other things that are related to hormones is having trouble getting to sleep at night, or waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and not being able to get back to sleep, or having a huge energy lag in the middle of the day that makes you go running to the donut cart at work or whatever. Lots of symptoms that we experience on a daily basis, people often relate to getting older, when in fact it could be just that their hormones are out of balance.
So, okay, Lisa, let's take a commercial break, and then we come back. Let's start talking about what people can start doing, these steps, because
perfect.
I'm listening and I'm going, you know what? That might be me. That could be me. Okay, that could be me. So I know we got a lot of light bulbs turning on, and all the listeners as well. So folks, hang on. We're going to just take a short break. You're listening to From the Heart Radio with Sue London and my guest, Lisa Petty. We take that quick break like I promised, and we will be right back, and Lisa will share the 5 steps to happy hormones. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. store. For more information, visit SherryDiller.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with...
And you are listening to From the Heart Radio with Sue London and special guest Lisa Petty. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Hold on just a minute, and we'll get Sue on. And
hello there.
Welcome back, Sue.
Thank you. Are we live here on the show now?
Yes,
we
you are.
Oh, good to know. The wonderful joy of technology, folks.
It's fabulous when it works.
I was going to say, you know, we got another radio host here, so we could have had just Lisa run the show.
I was ready to go, but, you know.
Well, we're having quite a storm here, so, you know, you never know what to expect with technology, do you, when there's storms going on now. But, folks, hey, we're back, and I'm Sue London. I'm filling the host seat for Elizabeth Cookson today, and we've got Lisa Petty here, and we're talking about 5 steps to happy hormones. So, Lisa, let's talk about listen to your body. What
okay.
do you want to talk about there?
Yeah, and you know what? We went a little out of order, but that's totally cool. We'll backstep to step number one a little bit later, but we'll start with listen to your body, because we talked about that a little bit before the break, about how it's really important to pay attention to what your body is trying to tell you. And, you know, so often in our culture, when we notice a symptom, which is the only way really that our body has to talk to us, we run and get something out of the medicine cabinet to make it stop. So if we have a headache, we might, you know, grab a pill for the headache. Or if we find a rash, we might head to the dermatologist to get a cream to put on it, or whatever it is. We're so in such a hurry to make the symptom go away that we don't really pay a lot of attention and put a lot of time into figuring out what caused it. Uh-huh. And part of my concern about taking that approach is that, you know, your body wants to be healthy. It wants to be vibrant and sexy and energetic and positive and all of those things. And when it's not feeling that way, it tells us, and it tells us with these symptoms. And I'm concerned that if we continue to ignore the symptoms, uh-huh. then we'll get into a situation where chronic disease and more serious conditions develop because we didn't take care of it in the early stages. So,
can I share something, Lisa?
Sure.
I have to brag about you, okay?
Sure.
Folks, I, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I used to have Crohn's disease. I used to. It is completely 100% cured now. But what happened for me, my intestine years ago had burst, and I am missing 3 feet of my intestine. And I have been to dietitians, naturopaths, doctors, you name it, who knows about nutrition, and they've never been able to tell me how to eat properly. And I can remember, Lisa, you remember the first time we met and you said, do you eat gluten and wheat? And you were listing all these things. Do you have headaches? And exactly what you said about the headaches, I didn't know it was the food that I was eating that was causing the headaches. And folks, as soon as Lisa said, stop eating this and this and this, the headaches went away. That's yeah. how simple, you know, once you know the information on what to do about it. That was so powerful for me.
And that's what's amazing about this. And going back to your earlier statement about me being very disciplined, Sue,
yeah.
I have to ask you, knowing that eating some of those foods that you took off your plate,
yeah.
if you were to eat them again, they would cause you to have headaches and other symptoms. Do you choose to eat them or do you choose not to?
I don't. And you know what's interesting? I find now because I don't eat them, I react even worse because right. It's almost like you're putting poison in my system now, where before it would give a headache, but I'm so, you know, really good at my eating. And folks, I can tell you, Lisa can tell you how I eat because she's been here for dinner. Right, Lisa? You got to admit it. My eating is a lot better, right?
Yes. And it is a learning curve. And
it is.
And
yeah.
It's really important that you take something like a headache or, you know, going back to the earlier statement focusing on hormones, you know, that muffin top or spare tire, that is an indication that your hormones are out of balance. And that is one way that your body is talking to you to tell you that you better fix it, because when your hormones start to get imbalanced, for men it can lead to heart disease. For women as well, it's a longer process. For women, you get into, you know, really nasty perimenopause and menopausal symptoms.
Okay.
And eventually, you know, it's going to lead to obesity and heart disease and, you know, not being able to get rid of that muffin top. So it's really key that you pay attention to those symptoms and track them and record them and do what I call a little bit of inner body investigation to figure out what's causing them and what you can do to address them.
Now, okay, Lisa, let me just ask you something, because there's people that are not going to get in front of you. Actually, I should take that back, because you can do coaching through Skype and videos now, right?
Yes.
But how can somebody go and look in their mirror, and what are things that you saw in me that you could tell were off, that you knew I had problems? Like, how can you tell somebody's dehydrated, for example?
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
Skin is a great one, and it's a really good example. So when you look in the mirror, your skin should be smooth and clear.
Okay.
It should glow. We always use that expression about, you know, pregnant women, but your skin should glow. You should have a healthy glow. Mm-hmm. So if your skin is kind of sandpapery, or dry, or flaking, or you have lots of tiny little lines. And I'm not talking about those, you know, your last line and your crow's feet. Those are lines that you earned from living a good life. I'm talking about the little lines that look like the pictures you see of the desert when it's, you know, totally dehydrated, no water, the bottom of a lake once the water's been drained out or whatever. When you've got those tiny little lines, that's an indication of dehydration. But at any age, acne is an indication that hormones are out of whack. Extreme dryness can indicate that you're not getting enough essential fats in your diet.
Okay. Can I kind of share something to be
sure.
an example for you to, like, use me?
Go ahead.
Last week, do you remember how I was saying to you, I was craving cheese and pudding, and you were saying, you know, you're craving fats, and I said, and I don't eat bad, folks. And so Lisa had said, what about your omegas? And I said, well, I happened to finish the container, and just hadn't replenished it. And that simple thing of not having my omegas is what was causing me to eat this other food.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Because your body wants what it wants.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when it's calling out for a nutrient, sometimes we don't get the message as clearly as we need to. So you were eating a fatty food, but really what you needed was the omega-3 fats.
Yeah.
And you knew that. As soon as I said to you, how are you doing on your omega-3s? You were like, well, actually, I ran out. So you knew right away that we'd hit the nail on the head. So that's the kind of thing, when I say listen to your body talk, that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can tell you, folks, Lisa, how many times have I said, I'm craving this? Okay, Sue, you need this. Okay, Sue, you need that. That's why you all need to have Lisa in your life. Now, Lisa, I have to say, okay, people are listening right now. They're saying, how can I connect with her? How are they going to connect with you? Through Vibrantly...
livevibrantly.ca.
Livevibrantly.ca. Okay.
Yeah,
because folks, I mean, you're hearing just a little bit already from Lisa, and I'm telling you firsthand, she's helped myself, my husband, our family in so many ways. And, you know, I can't tell you that it, for me, who has gone through so many challenges with my health, to find somebody who knows what they're talking about is one of the greatest gifts I could be given. So, like, Lisa is really a real health angel to me, and she can be for you too. So Lisa, I hope I'm not bragging about you too much, but you just have to accept it, okay?
You see me, I'm saying stop with my words, but with my hand I'm saying, come on, more,
bring
more,
it on.
More.
Yeah.
Bring it on, yes. I'm a Leo. What are you talking about?
That's right. You say more. I can't say that because we might have Leos listening. That could get us in trouble, but no, we love everyone here at the show. Now, I don't even know how to even ask you go into another segment after going into that. How about we take a commercial break?
Okay.
How about we do that? Let's go to a commercial now. And when we come back, you know, Lisa's going to give us some more steps about having happy hormones. Now, if you want to call in, folks, call in and ask Lisa your questions. The number is 1-800-930-2819. You can even ask your questions to me through the instant feedback area on the homepage on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay tuned, and we will be right back after this short break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
on From the Heart Radio with Sue London. I am here today filling in for my dear friend, Elizabeth Cookson. And we have the amazing Lisa Petty here with us today, folks. And we are talking to her about all the steps, five steps, of having happy, healthy hormones. So, Lisa, before the break, we were talking about, the body talk and that. So why don't we talk about the next step, I think, is it love your body first?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And this one is key, especially if you are coming from a position of you think that sometime in the future you will love your body. So you'll love your body when you can fit into your skinny jeans, or you'll love your body when you have, energy to do whatever it is you want to do, or you'll love your body when your face clears up, or whatever the deal is, you've decided that at some point in the future you're going to love your body. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with that way of doing it is that, you've made your vision board, or you've set your goal, and you've got your picture of yourself on the fridge, or you've got a picture of some young hottie on the fridge, and I'm going to look just like that, or whatever. The problem is, whenever you look at that image, it typically isn't inspiring. It typically, you look at it and you go, it's so far between where I am now and there. And that deflating feeling usually sends you to the couch with a bag of Doritos and a bowl of ice cream. Like, it's not a very motivating way to do it. So what I recommend that folks do is actually start from a place of loving their body first.
Uh-huh.
And lots of people are challenged with that because they think, if you had thighs like mine, you sure wouldn't be saying that or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But really what you need to do is find something that you love about your body. So I'm just going to ask listeners right now to think about something that they can honestly say they love about their body. It could be they've got beautiful eyes. It could be that they've got gorgeous gams. Whatever it is. Or it could be something simple like, I love my legs because they help me walk from one room to the next. Or I love my arms because they allow me to hug my children. Find something that you love about your body. If you love food, then love your mouth, that it allows you to enjoy the taste of food. And when you come from that place, so you've got this thing that you love about your body,
mm-hmm.
really spend some time feeling what that feels like to love that part of yourself. And then you come from a place where you want to honor that. Just like when you're you have a child, and you love that child, and you take care of that child, and you nurture that child. You want to put that same love on yourself, and it's much easier to do when you love yourself.
Yeah.
So you will make choices that support your health when you come from a place of loving your body. So that's mm-hmm. what I recommend that my clients do, is to get into that headspace. And for a lot of people, that makes the difference between starting another so-called diet and mm-hmm. creating lifelong change.
Well, as you're sharing that, folks, you're going to learn a lot about me. Lisa knows me. And when I'm in the bathroom and I have daughters and I have grandsons, two grandsons and four daughters. And when I'm in the bathroom, and a lot of times when you have girls, you're all fighting for that same mirror. Now, our girls are all grown up, but when they were at home, we would, all be fighting over the blow dryer and stuff like that. And I would get finished ready and I would, look at myself in the mirror and go, oh my gosh, Sue, you are just like so shining today. Look at that hair. You look so awesome. I just love you so much. Look at, you're just looking so great. And my kids used to roll their eyes in, honest to God, mm-hmm. they were horrified. Mm-hmm. But I find they do it now too. And I think as a parent, that's really a good example for you to be with your kids. Let them see that you love yourself.
Yes.
And, so what if you look nuts when you're telling yourself in the mirror that you look great? That's a good thing to share for your kids to see as an example, but they do that, they see it and they just can't help but being the example and following your example. Right.
Absolutely.
So I just had to share that funny story, but
that is a good one. And the thing to keep in mind is too, even if you have some extra weight and it's time to release that weight for health reasons or vanity reasons, frankly, I don't care. Whatever motivates you to make that change. that doesn't mean that I'm saying, you know, you're carrying 100 extra pounds. Oh, you love yourself, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. That's not what I mean at all.
No.
What I'm saying is find something that you love about yourself. And in, mm-hmm. and in honoring that part of yourself,
yeah.
you will find the motivation to continue to make the healthy changes that you need to make
mm-hmm.
in order to be as healthy as you possibly can. So it's a yeah. really important distinction. I'm not saying, hey, you're perfect the way you are. Or don't change anything.
Right.
You're perfect
yeah.
the way you are, but in, you can be healthier. So
yeah,
that's
and I think too, like that's the point I wanted to make too,
yes.
is that you have to come from that place of love for yourself, because
yes.
if you don't value yourself, no one else is going to. And if
no.
you don't value yourself, you know, you're not going to make those right choices. To like for myself, I make 2 mornings a week. It's committed. I'm not working. I am in the gym with a personal trainer 2 times a week, and you know, every day is allotted for some part of my health, because I can tell you firsthand, folks, if you don't have your health, you have nothing in this world. And you're hearing that from somebody who was told I had 30 minutes to live in my life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to see any of you who are listening go to that place.
No.
So, you know, what Lisa and I are saying, please, please listen to us. Now, enough of my lecturing.
Yeah.
See, I get so like passionate about, I just want everyone to be healthy. And, you know, some people don't realize that by, you know, looking after hormones, different things, right, Lisa, you can go to that extreme.
Absolutely.
If you're not careful, right?
Absolutely, you can. So we're not going to make it through all 5 if we don't move on. So far we've covered love your body first and listen to your body. So number 3 that we want to talk about is...
Stoke your digestion, right?
Soak your digestion. You want mm-hmm. to make sure that your digestive tract is working properly. And this is something that a lot of people don't think about unless they're constipated or they've got diarrhea. You know, other than that, they think, oh, everything's going fine. Well, you want to make sure that your digestive tract is working to the best of its ability, because it's not necessarily what you eat that determines how healthy you are, but what you absorb that determines how healthy you are. And what is the key factor in that is the power of your digestion. So
yeah.
if you experience bloating, or you experience gas or cramping, or rumbles in your tummy, or you're not having healthy bowel movements at least once a day, but preferably 2 times a day,
yeah.
Then you want to look at how you can improve your digestion. And for a lot of people, the fastest, easiest way to do that is get rid of all the food that comes in a box.
Yeah.
And add more fruits and vegetables and natural foods to the diet. And that's going to really improve how everything's working in the bathroom, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that people can consider doing, and you mentioned it earlier, Sue,
mm-hmm.
is there's a lot of research coming out that wheat, and I'm going to spell that, W-H-E-A-T,
yes.
not meat, I'm talking the grain wheat.
Yeah.
is linked with gas and bloating and improper digestion, and it is a trigger in inflammation. It spikes your insulin, so it is a factor in creating the muffin top and the spirit fire.
Mm-hmm.
It also, when you digest it, there's glycoproteins that are created that can cross the blood-brain barrier. And what happens is they stimulate the opioid receptors in your brain, which are the same ones stimulated by heroin. So when this happens, you can see how when people say, oh, I'm addicted to pizza, it's like, yeah, you really are addicted to pizza. What is happening is a true addiction. And it also, wheat has this ability to stimulate your appetite. So for all of those reasons, if you're on a health path and you want mm-hmm. to, we talked earlier about importance of supporting your hormones, you want to get the insulin level down. Insulin is a hormone.
Okay.
And when it shoots up, it messes up all the other hormones.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea for people to give up wheat
mm-hmm.
at least for 4 weeks and then start again, go back to that, listen to your body talk, Mm-hmm. Pay attention to how it makes you feel.
And you know, when I stopped having any gluten in my life, I can tell you I had so much more energy. It was so powerful yes. for me. And again, we spend the time, we make all our food, and now we're living in a new area where we can get the fresh fruit and
yes.
the vegetables. It's awesome. We've just moved into a new home, and it's great you can get the fresh stuff. But saying that, though, we also got to add in there, Lisa, that all the food now, it's not got those good nutrients like it did with our great-grandparents,
no,
you know,
absolutely.
Their gardens, right? So what we're going to do, folks, after the break, is we're going to talk about, Lisa is going to tell you about specific products that you can use. And these products are what I'm using as well. Very, very beneficial for you. And I am putting my name attached to that product. That's how impressed I am. Lisa, let's take a break now. Because then when we can come back, we'll talk about those two final steps
okay.
about what our bodies want for these happy, healthy hormones.
Perfect.
Okay. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a very quick break. And then when we come back, Lisa will share some more with you. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We're back on on From the Heart Radio with Sue London and my wonderful, amazing, knowledgeable, I could go on and on guest about Lisa Petty. Lisa, we're in the last segment. We got so much to share. So we got two more topics of the happy, healthy hormones.
Yes.
So what's
absolutely
number four?
And the next one is really about finding balance. We want to get, as I mentioned earlier, when insulin moves, for example, all the other hormones move, and hormones work in a really delicate balance with one another. So you want to keep your insulin balanced. You want to keep your estrogen, ladies, in the proper ratio with progesterone, and gentlemen, you want to keep your testosterone high and your estrogen low. And there's lots of things that you can do to accomplish this. Unfortunately, we don't have time in this show to go through all of it, but I do regularly host a 12-week telecourse called Healthy Happy Hormones, in which we go over all of the things that impact your hormones. So if you're experiencing, ladies, really bad PMS or acne or muffin top, or you're in the perimenopausal phase, and women are shocked when I say this, but it starts at around age 35.
Really?
I got a really nasty posting on Facebook once. This woman was all upset saying, you know, because she said, I'm 35 and I'm not, you know, an old dried up whatever.
Yeah.
And I had to sort of calm her down and say, honey, I'm well over 35 and I don't consider myself old and dried up either. The point was simply that's when it starts. Whether you're aware of it or not, things are starting to change in your mid-30s, and there's lots that you can do to keep them balanced. So visit livevibrantly.ca and check out that Healthy Happy Hormones program. And if you sign up for my newsletter, I'll keep you posted on the next time that I'm going to run that. But it's a great opportunity for you to, you know, lose weight, get your energy back, get a good night's sleep, clear up your skin, all of that kind of stuff, we cover in that program.
And guys, I can tell you, I'm saying this throughout the whole show, myself, my husband, our kids, we work with Lisa. And as you were talking about weight loss, Lisa, my husband Ross and I are on this journey of working with the trainer, getting healthier, and we're taking these really healthy supplements that Lisa's going to tell you about now. But one of the things that Lisa has been helping Ross with in conjunction to the exercise is that he's doing great with weight loss. And Lisa, I don't know if I told you, but he's lost another 3 pounds this week.
Wow, that's fabulous.
So we'll have to make sure my producer Christopher hears that. We'll talk about that tomorrow night on my show. But that's a whole other segment. But yeah, so, supplements are really important.
Yes, they are. And part of the reason, too, when people are trying to release weight is they think about taking in less. It's always about less, less, less. And that's not necessarily true. What you want to do if you're trying to let go of some extra pounds is actually take in more. But what you want to take in more of is nutrients. You want to take in good omega-3 fats. You want to take in all of your vitamins and minerals and proteins and carbs and phytonutrients and antioxidants that your body needs in order to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And when you don't get enough of those things in your diet, then your brain sends out a signal for you to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, though, we go have a burger and fries and not what your body really needs. So if you're trying to release weight, and actually it's a foundation nutrient for everyone, I really believe that everyone needs to have a good quality multi.
Yeah.
And what's key is, and you know, Sue, you've already alluded to the fact that, you know, I've been in this industry for over a dozen years, and I recently found a line that works better than anything that I have ever tried.
Yeah.
And I introduce it to you, and you're having the same sort of reaction that I did, which is incredibly positive.
Yeah.
Your husband is having the same experience. And what's amazing about the line, which is available on Sue's website, the product line is called USANA. It is doctor formulated, and I know everybody says that, oh, this particular brand is doctor formulated. But what's amazing about this particular line is that the founder, Dr. Wentz, is an expert at getting nutrients into cells. And so within a couple of days of using this particular product line, you are going to see a huge difference. If nothing else, it's going to be in your energy levels.
You're oh, yeah.
not be able to believe how much more energy that you
can,
have.
Can I add to that? Because yes. I cannot brag now, switching from Lisa, I still love her, but these products she told me about, when she said you'll feel difference in your energy, I had the one dose of the vitamins, and within an hour, I was so energized, you would have thought I had my weekly B12 shot.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. And my husband's noticing a difference as well. So, and Lisa, can I add that, you know, I've shared during the show, and Lisa, you know this, with my digestion, with my body, I'm very sensitive. I'm sensitive to the additives, mm-hmm. the fillers. I've never found the healthy vitamin, the multivitamin in your drugstores or health stores, and they've been either made me nauseous or didn't do a thing or anything. And that's what I have to share to everyone listening about these products, because they literally have changed my life. So if you are kind of thinking, oh yeah, sure, I'm telling you now, folks, I put my name and guarantee on this product, that it really is a good quality product. And that is very important to me.
Well, the company, in fact, does offer a guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can definitely, you know, get your money back.
Yeah.
But what I highly recommend, so if you're ready to make a change in the way that you look and the way that you feel, these are what I call, when I wrote my book, I called them Living Beauty Essentials, because my book was called Living Beauty. But these are the essentials that everyone needs to be supplementing with every day, because as we mentioned earlier, food is just not as nutritious as it used to be. The way that food is farmed now, even organic food is not as healthy as it used to be.
Yeah.
In terms of the nutrient quality. So everybody needs a multivitamin. Everybody, that's three words. Everybody, four words, whatever. Everyone needs that. Everybody needs probiotics, because we talked about earlier boosting digestion. And everybody needs omega-3 fats. I prefer them in fish oil because they're preformed, and in the EPA and DHA is in usable form. Your body knows what to do with it. But if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, then USANA has an Optomega, which is plant-based. The challenge is always just that your body has to convert that into the usable form. But it's definitely better than not getting your omega-3s.
Okay, so everyone listening, go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and you're going to go to shop, and you'll see products. Say again the supplements that they're going to get, Lisa.
Everybody wants to take a multivitamin. You want to take essential fats, so you want Biomega or Optomega. Oh, and you also want to take probiotics so that your digestion is working and you're getting access to all of your nutrients. And this is key if you're trying to release extra weight, if you're trying to improve your skin, even improve your mood. They're starting to show, studies are showing that serotonin receptors are in your digestive tract, and those are neurotransmitters called the feel-good hormone, and they're in your digestive tract. So you want to make sure your digestive tract is healthy.
Perfect. And folks, when you go to my website, under the products, you're going to see where you, or sorry, under training, you'll see where you can do a free health assessment. So that's going to give you more information. Lisa, we're out of time, but I want you to tell everybody you've got a free upcoming conference called tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Yes,
tell everybody. They got to get on the call.
Tomorrow night, I am doing a spring cleaning call. If you're wondering what detoxing is and if it's for you and what is involved in it, and you think you want to try it and want to know about support to get through it, I'm doing an information call tomorrow night. It is free, no obligation. Just go to livevibrantly.ca, and you want to sign up for the, I think it's called the Wealth of Health call on my website. But it is all about detoxing.
Perfect. Folks, Lisa has been amazing. Check all this stuff out. My gosh, this show went so fast.
I did, right?
Whew.
Thank you so much for having me, Sue.
I love you, my friend.
I love you back.
Thanks to Lisa for being here. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. I'm going to be back here next Wednesday with guest Mary McDonough. Mary is an actress who played Erin on the hit TV show The Waltons. And tomorrow night, join me on my regular scheduled show, on which is Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, with Dr. Payam Kiani. And we're going to talk about B12 shots. thoughts. So we'll have fun with that. And that's it for tonight, folks. On behalf of my guest, Lisa Petty, Elizabeth Cookson, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a great week, everyone.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.